Today is Friday, June 11th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So a house went on sale in our neighborhood, and it's around, I'll just say, we paid, because a lot of people live in areas that are much more expensive. So we have our house is 3,000 square feet. It's like 2,999, but anyway, 3,000. And we bought it a year ago. It's almost been exactly a year. It's a little over a year because we closed on May 30th of 2020. And so we have been in it about a year. No longer a builder warranty. We can't call the builder for anything. But we've just been looking because we knew that the prices for houses were going up. First of all, our area is really growing. And for whatever reason, I mean, we have, you know, for Arkansas, we have a lot of big companies in the northwest corner of Arkansas. So we've got Walmart, we've got a trucking company called J.B. Hunt, and Tyson Chicken or Tyson Foods. So if any of you people that go to the frozen food section and you see Tyson, or you go to your meat section and you see Tyson Chicken, yeah, they're headquartered here. And I think all three of those companies do relatively well. And, well, I know Walmart does, and I think J.B. Hunt does relatively well. And I don't know how Tyson does, but I think they're okay. So they bring in a lot of people to work. And the companies also put a lot of money into the infrastructure and the, you know, parks and bicycle trails and restaurants and, you know, whatever, to make sure that when they try to get various people to come here to work, that they have a nice place to live. So that's why, you know, I feel like this is the nicest part of the state for sure. And so because of that, a lot of people are moving here and, you know, all kinds of apartment complexes are being built. But also houses are being built all over the place, but they can't build them fast enough. And, you know, with COVID and all the, I'm just pulling this out of my butt. Methane, as Auntie Scott would say, I have not researched this, but I feel like the cost of supplies probably also is, you know, there's a wood shortage apparently right now. And I think that may have something to do, but I felt like, you know, prices are probably going up at the moment. And we bought right at the beginning of COVID before all, you know, and the interest rates were really low when we bought. I don't know what they are now, but it's below 3% when we bought ours. So really good. So we paid $400,000 for 3,000 square feet. And this house that just went on the market is less than 3,000. I think it's 2,925 square feet or something. It's only four houses down from ours, maybe three houses. I didn't count, but three or four houses down from ours. They don't have a swimming pool or anything like that. Nothing, you know, nothing extra special that would make them better than our house. Mark was telling me this because I didn't look. And he looked at the photos and he said he thinks the interior of our house is even nicer than the interior of their house. So bottom line, it's not a better house than ours. They're selling right now for, their asking price is $475,000. And we, you know, if you base on comps, that means the value of our house has gone up. I don't know. I don't know how to, you know, I know we can't say it's worth exactly the same as what they're charging, and who knows what they're going to actually get for it. But it's just really, I was like, oh, wow. And also, we're not planning on selling the house right now. I mean, this is our house. We're going to live here. But it's just really good. Now, the only thing, though, that I was thinking is, you know, I've heard some people say, Oh, you don't want to buy rental properties right now? Because for a few weeks I was looking into, oh, should I buy a rental property? And I've read some things and talked to some people that said, oh, you may not want to buy right now because, you know, prices are higher because of the lumber shortage and all that kind of stuff. And eventually, within a year or two, things are going to settle down. And so you don't want to lose money on it. So I'm wondering how much of that increase is based on all the COVID stuff and how much of it is based on just the fact that we're a booming area that a lot of people are moving to. Because I think, oh, in 2 years, does that mean, you know, the same house is only going to be worth $375 or something? So I don't know. You know, who knows? And I'm a pessimist as well, so who knows? But, and like I said, we're not planning on selling anytime soon. We've just lived in it a year. But I want the value to keep going up, for sure, you know? So, absolutely nothing has gone on, as per usual. And I keep saying I'm going to try not to talk about work, but that's literally all I do all day long is talk about is work. And you know, we aren't going anywhere right now. I did get an email from church, and apparently orchestra is going to go back. We're going to go back in and start playing again at the beginning of August. And they're having, like, August 4th or something, they're having this party at the orchestra director's home. And she's like, oh, bring your family, you know. And I know I've talked about this before, and I know most of my listeners are like, oh my God, Adam, why are you going to a church that doesn't accept you? But I live in Arkansas. Like, there really are no options. And the problem, okay, here's the problem, folks. I'll tell you the problem right now. All of the churches, and I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I know a lot of my listeners don't, but I do. But all of that being said, I mainly go to church, and this makes me a bad Christian, I understand this, but I mainly go to church to have a place to play my trumpet. And I enjoy playing church music, I enjoy playing in church, I enjoy the Christmas stuff, and I enjoy, like, all the things that we do, I like it. And so the main reason that I stay at the church that I'm in is because of the music program that they have, because there aren't many churches around here that have orchestras. I mean, that's something that's fewer and far between as you know, as we go on throughout the millennia or whatever. Churches are getting rid of church. They're not having full orchestras. They're having guitars. They're having guitars. They're having, you know, guitars and synthesizers and drums and, you know, more kind of like a rock band sort of setup, and no brass instruments or woodwind instruments, and this has been going on for a long time. You had to really look around to find churches that had, orchestral instruments. And there's no audition or anything like that. And I realize, you know, I'm a good trumpet player, although now I haven't played in about a year. But I'm a good trumpet player, and I could probably do okay in some auditions, like if there was a community band or something like that. But at the end of the day, I selected the church based on, well, my parents went there, and so I'd heard the orchestra, and I knew they were good. So that was one thing. They needed a trumpet player, so that was another thing. But bottom line is, it's a Baptist church, and they are not accepting of gay people. So I don't feel like I can take Mark with me to this party. And I don't want to get kicked out and I don't know. No one has said to me in the church, oh, we're going to kick you out if you're gay. But, you know, it's a Baptist church. It's not like they have homos coming in and, you know, attending services and stuff, or at least that are out of the closet. So that's the one part that makes it a little uncomfortable, because they'll have this thing and I'll feel like I need to go. So I'm not being antisocial, and I'll go by myself, and I'll have to just pretend that I'm single, and, you know, what? And who knows, they may all know, but I feel like I can't be like, oh yeah, here's my partner. It just, I don't know. I don't know what would happen, but it just doesn't seem like it would be a good thing. But on the bright side, orchestra is starting back, so I'm going to start playing my trumpet again and get back in shape, because I'm totally, if I don't have somewhere that I'm playing, I cannot make myself practice. It is just a thing. I can't make myself practice, and I don't want to lose this ability. It's something I've been doing my entire life. I don't want to lose it, and so I am happy about that starting back. That's going to be in August, I said. So like August 8th, something like that. We'll start rehearsing again. It's going to be interesting, though, because my church used to be a lot closer to where, but since we bought this house, I'm about 20 minutes away from the church. So, and there are two services on Sunday, and I don't like to listen to the sermon because, again, Baptist, hate yourself, guilt. I would usually go home between services. Or, well, you know, during the message, I would go home. So we would play, and then once you're done with the music portion of the service, then there's this long, at a Baptist church especially, there's this long 45-minute to an hour sermon that the pastor gives. And I would just go home. I would go back to my car, and I would, because I only lived about 5 minutes away from the church. Now, there's no time. I would get home, and I'd have to literally get back in my car as soon as I got home and turn around and go back to church. So I'm going to have to stay. So that'll be interesting. I guess I can just go to McDonald's in between and have a chicken biscuit. That's not good either, because that's not good for my diet. I did, on another note, just to bring you guys up to speed, I was able to rent a car. And we got a car for all the time that we're going to be in St. Thomas. So we got it Friday through Thursday. So I'm happy about that, because I just want to make sure that we have transportation. I don't want to have to deal. I just, like I said before, I don't like to deal with trying to find a taxi, trying to find a bus, trying to walk places. No, I don't want to do. I just want to have a car. And but I'm really going to have to, concentrate on this driving on the left thing, because it is not something that I'm used to. This weekend, we have no plans. I'm going to record Mix Minus tonight. Oh, by the way, Pride 48. If you're a show and you want to stream on Pride 48, go to register.pride48.com and sign up. Going to do Mix Minus tonight, and then I'll probably mow this weekend. I don't know. We'll do something. Oh, we're going to the circus tomorrow night. That's exciting. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.